Radio Prague News. Army General Vlastimil Picek is to be appointed defense minister. Czech politicians and church dignitaries have welcomed the election of Pope Francis. And Britain's Prince Edward and his wife Sophie leave Prague on Thursday evening at the end of an event-packed two-day visit. Army General Vlastimil Picek is to be the country's new defense minister, according to government sources cited by the CTK news agency. The former army chief of staff, who currently serves as deputy defense minister, is a widely respected expert in the field, though his appointment to the post is vehemently opposed by the smallest party in government, Lidem, which wanted a civilian to lead the Czech defense ministry. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who has in vain sought a suitable civilian candidate for the post since it was vacated last Christmas, has strongly advocated the general's appointment and has reportedly won over the Top 09 party for the idea. Top 09 leader Karel Schwarzenberg said earlier this week a decision needed to be made fast since the present situation was unsustainable. The coalition had come under fire both from the military and from opposition benches for procrastinating in filling a crucial government post. Politicians and church dignitaries have welcomed the election of Jorge Bergoglio, the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, as Pope. President Milor Zeman sent the pontiff a letter of congratulations and extended an official invitation for him to attend the 2013 celebrations marking the 1,150th anniversary of the arrival of the Christian missionaries Cyril and Methodius to Great Moravia. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said he had received the news of Pope Francis' election with genuine pleasure and wished him sound health and strength in facing the challenges ahead. Cardinal Dominic Duca said the choice of a pope from Latin America was a natural and right development in view of the prevalence of non-European Catholics in the world and the existing disproportion in their representation in the church leadership. The Archbishop of Olomouc, Jan Graubner, suggested the election of the first non-European pope indicated a shift in the Roman Catholic Church to more openness and awareness of what is important on a global scale. The visiting British royals, Prince Edward and his wife Sophie, on Thursday visited Prague's Jedličkov Institute for Children with Physical Disabilities, established in 1913. They were given a tour of the complex, stopped to chat with the children, and planted a fir tree in honour of the 100-year anniversary of the institute. Prince Edward later attended an event at the Prague British School, and Countess Sophie visited the British Council to see a short performance inspired by Shakespeare's plays and presented by students. The British royal couple is due to fly back to London on Thursday evening. Their packed two-day agenda included a reception in Prague Castle, a tour of the city's prominent historic sites, and a visit to the Sue Ryder home for the elderly. Two Prague restaurants, the Alcron and Degustation Bohème Bourgeoise, have held on to the Michelin stars they were first awarded last year. Both restaurants are run by Czech chefs. Alcron has been run by Roman Paulus since 2008 and La Degustation Bohème Bourgeoise by Aldrich Sahajdák since 2006. Several other restaurants were awarded in the Bib Gourmand category: Sasazu, Le Terroir, Aromi, Divinis and Sancho. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy with some showers and day temperatures between 0 and 4 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.